Everybody, well, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we're on Station 2 in case you're on an archive, and we're on Station 2 Fridays and Saturdays. So let's do some number clearings here, since today is 516, and we'll do 517, which is tomorrow, and we're in the year 2015. So start over again here. So the date today is May 16th. 2015, and tomorrow we have our 8-hour conference call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So if you want to get rid of some alien critters that are living in your space, we'll oblige you with that. So let's do a clearing for people's maybe situations, emotional stuff, whatever we have come across, you know, your phone lines, or something happened to you at a store today or whatever, got upset by something. So think of that issue. These are all programs that they have you running. Remember, your DNA contains alien programs that get activated by people and also other things. So here we go. We're going to clear that one program out of you that you experienced. Remember, you kind of react the same with different types of input stimulus. So here we go. Basing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear the fives now for the date. And here we go. So 5, or it could be May. So releasing that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the 16th and 17th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the year, which is 2015. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll bring up the three light beams, and we'll bring in male energies. Oh, here we go. Male energies coming. First light beam that you may have up on your monitor screen. So 1, or even your TV. People actually plug their computers into their TV, and they have a large screen TV with a light beam on it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next male light beam. 2. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, everybody. Hopefully you're doing good and great and wonderful. And might want to send us maybe a little testimonial to maybe CLS questions or the chat room here about your air cushions last night that we put on you. Be interesting to see how your feet felt. Or maybe they're feeling great today from that. So I'll turn it over to our co-host here. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And thank you very much for activating the three light beams and clearing the dates of today, May 16th, and tomorrow, May 17th, 2015. And, yes, Ron has asked us to send in some comments and questions. And the way to do that, if, in case you don't know, is to either write to clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can do this anytime. Doesn't have to be when the show's on, but if you have a particular program you're going to be listening to out of Ron's four radio programs here on BBS Radio, you can put in the subject line what day you'd like that particular question or comment to be read when you'll be listening. And probably the easiest way to connect during the program is to go to Ron's homepage and click at the top. It says Ron Live. You can click the chat room on creationlightship.com up at the top, or you can go to the live chat box that's on BBS Radio Station 2 over on the left side of the Creation Lightship page. So we'll be watching for the comments and the questions to Ron tonight. And as he said, we're going to go to the Creation Lightship, which is where a lot of healing energy takes place through various light being life forms. And this is a very special kind of a healing, and it helps us to get an idea of what the 8-hour conference calls Ron mentioned at the top of the show are about. And the 8-hour conference calls are very important for something we all want to do, and that is ascend. We want the real ascension, the ascension of light. And that's why Ron offers this program on Saturday, so we can get a sample of what the 8-hour calls are like. And people do feel the energies, and they do sometimes even see the light beings and have a real great experience on it. You can certainly feel the healings afterwards. And most of all, people report a deep feeling of peace during the time we're on the Creation Light Ship with Ron etherically, and he is our escort. So the healings only happen live, and maybe, Ron, during the program today, you can please reiterate the purpose of the 8-hour calls in relation to ascension and why the online healings also help us with our goal of wanting to ascend as well as have a better life while we're here. So let me turn it back over to you for a moment, Ron, and maybe you'd like to speak about that now. If not, I'll be looking at the chat room for some questions. So back to you.
So the whole process is that unfortunately people are emanated alien life forms. And what happens, and also people are in a sense contaminated with the mind energy of thought, so that gets stored also in your RNA and your DNA. But to put it in a nutshell, what happens is whenever you have thought of something and that gets stored in you as a program, then that kicks out your spirit out of your body, a little piece of it. Alien life forms come into you, they also kick out part of your spirit energy. When you're first born, that's why, you know, babies look so healthy and so wonderful and so bright. And then as they start getting older, that glow leaves them. That's because they're being contaminated and infested by these life forms, either of mind energy coming in, taking up the space, or you know, the energy of the aliens. And it could be the same thing. Maybe the aliens are riding upon mind energy, and now they found a home because they live in mind. Well, that's the whole process is to regain your spirit so you can be more powerful in a sense, at least be connected to your divine energy, which is always with you. But unfortunately, as you become contaminated and you think a lot, and everything else, then you start losing your spirit energy. That's kind of the bottom line. And the whole reason why we're doing these clearings, we're not giving you anything but your spirit back. And we're not giving you attunements like most practitioners do. They'll figure out some way to do a DNA attunement or bring in some more energy into something or whatever, you know. So the whole process is that you need to release contamination from you and have your spirit come back into your body, the little pieces of it. That's what we're doing, is helping you to become stronger spiritually and not be any wiser, you know, because if you still think, then that means that you're in mind energy. And you all know that when you do the mind to heart drop, when you're in the present moment, there's no thoughts at all there, and you cannot think. So That's the greatest intelligence that you have, is really not thinking. And you're not in judgment, and you're not being contaminated with the laws of cause and effect here. So I'll turn it back over to Kathy. So are you there?
Question about ascension. Someone's asking about when will it really happen? We've discussed this before, but this person's a little new. So if you could address that, Ron. Your take on when will ascension happen, first of all?
Well, it was supposed to happen in February 2008. So I was going to be doing what I'm doing now for 3 years, and then at that point, that's when ascension time was going to happen. And basically, we sort of figured that with the internet and everybody out there and going out to different conferences and things and expos, that people would kind of catch on that they want to have more light with them. And supposedly we thought that the whole world would understand about ascension because of the internet, and which was not available at the time of Jesus. So basically that's when it was going to be. But because most people are asleep and they don't know, or remember, there's no instantaneous gratification to source energy. And so when you go to the expos, people want to look for something typically. They want to feel something. They want to take something back with them that is warm and fuzzy. That's all darkness energies, because it's all in judgment. Where source energy doesn't work that way. So we're still doing our thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish it was yesterday. But now I'm trying to, I want to see if I can the Earth where it's supposed to be. So, you know, because it won't be here after ascension. So if you're going to wait another 2,000 years for ascension to take place, that won't happen, because the Earth will not be rematerialized with the same Earth spirit that has the same frequency. So you'll never be able to come on it again unless you're do the ascension and you're out of here, and then you choose to come into another energy of the Earth, then it may be completely different. Remember, you only resonate to Earth spirit. So if the Earth spirit decided to make a planet that was square, we'll say, and only had one water source on it, and it's full of palm trees, it would oblige you, and it would resonate to your body, so you could be, if you chose to go there, you could have the opportunity to be human life form on the planet, because the Earth spirit would accommodate you if you wanted to do that. But what's going to happen is that most people who don't understand to get into peace and not judgment, when ascension time does come, then the darkness will just take them away. They will be living on a fabricated, owned Earth planet, much like happens to most people daily here, as you're being abducted and not in the present moment. Remember, when you're not in the present moment, not in the now, you are on an alien-created, fabricated Earth planet. In the now, then you're here. So, won't be anything new to most people, just that they'll never be able to leave in light, because light won't find you. So you're going to be off living a situation that you may not want to be in, but you won't know the difference. Well, this is your last time. This is it. Last time was supposed to be 2,000 years ago when Jesus came, but as the Galactic Federation killed him prematurely and they didn't support his mission, then at that point, the Earth spirit decided to stay another 2,000 years, you know, as a favor to the human inhabitants here. So that's why you have a second chance now. So a lot of the sayings that Jesus talked about, or people talked about what he was supposedly said, they always talk about Armageddon and the end of the Earth. Well, that was going to happen. This time it came about the second time around. So, and a lot of his phrases that he has said about, seeing me or something in the future or whatever. I'm not a Bible student at all, but there are comments sort of like that, like seeing you in heaven or something. That's what he was talking about, is taking your body with you and leaving the planet. But that did not happen, because I don't think there's probably, as I look at it, I don't think there's probably over a couple hundred people that actually did the ascension at the time of Jesus. I thought it was much more, but now when I look at it, I'd see probably 200 people actually ascended. I'm sure they're not here now. I don't think they are. I hope not. I don't think. Anyway, oh, come back for the second time. Oh, gee, many. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you for the explanation, Ron. And I did want to continue with the listener's question. So Ron did state that he does not know when ascension will happen. It is not on the calendar. And meantime, yes, we all have to dwell in this darkness. And our job is to take advantage, now that we know about Ron, we take advantage of the online healings he's provided and the many other healings he offers on teleconferences, because all those add up to taking our as much of our body as we, well, I don't know about the body, but we can definitely take some of our cleared spirit with us, increase the percentage of spirit that we have, take that with us, and that will help us to get out of here with the clearings that we've done, so we don't have to take our old garbage with us, too. So it's important to keep doing those clearings, to keep going on the 8-hour conference calls, the Ascension Preparation 4-hour call, the teleconferences, all those that Ron offers continuously every day really help to our final, I guess I could say our final destination. We hope that, you know, when ascension happens, that we'll be participating. We'll be there. We'll be doing that. So we don't get stuck on a cloned planet somewhere. We want to go to the planet of light, that where we belong. And so for those who are worried that you will not be present for the ascension, that is the answer, to keep doing the healings. And Ron, you also mentioned, even last night and in many other programs, that it's important to do the spirit barcode removal, which is one of the healings that Ron has on his recommended list of healings. So personally, I wouldn't worry too much. I would just get busy, you know, when you have the time to do those recommended healings first, and then not worry about trying to do a lot of other healings, because it just because you do a lot of healings doesn't necessarily mean you're going to ascend if you're not able to be in the present moment, or if you're not able to, if you don't do the mind-to-heart drop very often. There's a lot of things that you can do to be proactive rather than worry. So this listener, I'd recommend, based on all the things I've learned from Ron and what he just said, is to continue on with your healings, purchase what you can when you can, do all the free ones, and I see here you've written that you have done the 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal, and you're asking if this is one of the best ways to stay out of the dark. But it's not about staying out of the dark. It's about removing the obstacles that put us back here on the planet, that things that we bought into. The alien programs that we agreed on and didn't realize we were doing. Yeah, it is darkness, but that's a good thing to do. You say you do this clearing, you run it a lot. You run it about 3 times a week. Well, that's pretty amazing, because that is a very long, involved clearing to do. And this listener says it gives him the horsepower to wake up out of... To keep out of thought and to be himself, to do things, be in the now. It shows him exactly what's blocking me from doing what I need to do. Okay, great. That's one of the things Ron designed it for, was so we could be in the now and then move forward to the next thing. So, Ron, would you like to address this? This listener has is really trying here, and of course, everyone's always a little worried at first. But could you please explain about the 2,000 year of darkness barcode and also the step of the spirit barcode removal? Back to you.
Now, the spirit barcode is what you want to get off yourself. That's the tracking barcode that the aliens put on your spirit each time you were born here. That's what they're doing, is keeping tabs on your spirit. Another way of stating that, when you're you know, if you die, I won't say when, but if, then at that point, the darkness will find your spirit within probably a couple of weeks, be up to a month, and put you back into the reincarnation process, which is what keeps you trapped here lifetime after lifetime. And I'm sure that everybody listening knows they don't want to come back here ever again. So you must get that spirit barcode released from you. And that way the light will know that you're here. That's kind of the bottom line to it. Otherwise, you don't know what's going to happen. And there's really no safeguard because, see, the light only looks for light. So if you're abducted into a dark side planet, it won't be like any roll call. You know, where it says, okay, everybody who was created by source energy, where are you? And we'll pick you up. If you're in the darkness, they may not even want to go into darkness looking for you because, you know, you could be too far away. And the light never created darkness. Getting the barcode, that sort of puts an energy around you, getting that off of you so that you are light. And the aliens will not be able to take you sideways at the time of ascension. That's a very, very important clearing. Oh, and then also get rid of, you know, do the emotional clearing. Do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that will kind of reset you, reboot you back to basically your birth. So when you didn't really have any judgments or, you know, energies bringing you into different mindsets. Remember, somebody says something to you, it's kind of a general thing. Let's just say that the color of your skin is yellow, okay? And then somebody comes up to you and says, you know, I hate yellow skin. Well, for a lot of people, that could trigger them, you know? And when that happens, all of a sudden, now you're in a mindset on timelines of the person who put you there by mention about yellow skin, but you got triggered yourself about, you know, with your DNA, about, gee, what's wrong with this here? You know, yellow skin is nice and everything else. And all of a sudden, you're now on this roller coaster ride in duality, experiencing your ancestors' thoughts and everything else. That's sort of what happens. So you don't want to get into all those mindsets. And by doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, it resets you, in a sense, and takes away most of your programming, we'll say, that you have brought forth upon yourself. Because remember, you're living in your body, and you know, when you look around, you're dealing with it, so it's your baby. So it takes away that energy. I'll just say 90% of it, so you can have a much better life. That's kind of about all that I can say. You need to get that emotional healing. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. And now for some comments. You asked about the Friday night. You had put air cushions on our feet towards the end of the program. So here's a couple of comments. The feet cushions were a great way to relax my feet. It reduced my stress and gave me a peaceful night's sleep. Another comment. I'm a long-time listener, and every time Ron puts the air cushions on our feet, I'm so delighted because I don't give my feet any attention. They normally cause me lots of issues after having surgery on both of them. I work today, and I'm always on my feet, but no problems today. Thank you very much. That's great.
Nice. Yeah. I really enjoy doing these little extra things for people. Oh, it's I live in the moment, so it's not as if I'm you know, going into each program you know, with the list of stuff that I do. You know, it just happens to show up at times, so I enjoy the air cushions. What we'll do tonight, we'll be going to the light ship probably, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so. But what I'll do is we'll do the air cushions one more time for the people who maybe weren't on the program yesterday. But I'll put some braces on you. I'll put some braces, energetic braces, attached to your hips, maybe your shoulders and neck, So we'll do that right now. And this will allow you to maybe stand a little more erect and take away some of the pressure that you could have maybe on your spine. So here we go. We'll start this. We'll do everything at once. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, yawning again. 1, 2, 3, and that's normal. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. And I'll do it again in about 5 minutes. So back to you.
Just received another comment about the air cushions on my feet. They felt great today, they said. I noticed a big difference while walking. So, Ron, how long can we enjoy the energetic braces? Can you extend the energy for some time after the program's over?
What I'll do is we will I'll leave it on. Be here. How about Sunday night at midnight? We'll leave those on for you. What can happen is during this program tonight, when we go to the lights, if you maybe have a pinched nerve or something's wrong with your back and it kind of hurts, you don't know what it is, and by putting the air cushions on your feet and then also the braces, all of a sudden you may have some type of instantaneous healing. And if your body realizes that it's in the state of wellness, we'll just use that term. Sometimes people deal with energies, you know, their whole life, and they have chronic pain or something. And once you, you know, because remember, once you experience something, then that becomes your normal reality, even if you don't want it. But once you get freed up of it, body goes, oh, wait a minute, hang on, I lived with this for 30 years, and now I don't have it anymore, and gee whiz, you know, what can we do to fix it? Or I want to hang on to this brand new energy that we have right now, and I don't want to go back into the old energy. So if this gives you some relief, everybody, get on and do those timeline crashes for your particular situation. And that's the timeline crashes are only like a Band-Aid. What it'll do, it could take you off of those timelines, give you some relief. So anyway, that's kind of what I would suggest. So here we go. Let's bring some more energy in for braces. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That feels pretty good to me. So we'll see what kind of comments we get here. Back to you.
Last night, towards the end of the program, someone asked you, sent in a question asking for your suggestion for healing for lower back or body. And you just now said that the energetic leg braces may help to heal coincidentally may help a pinched nerve or lower back and body or some kind of pain. So I do hope that this person was listening, enjoyed those leg braces tonight, and if so, wondered how, if it made any difference. But in the event that didn't work, and this person would like a suggestion for an online healing, would you possibly suggest, Ron, that the person consider looking into the Body Jumpstart special?
Oh, yeah. That's, if you do have a major situation, yeah, then that's what that's for. I put that clearing up, and it runs for months. Is it 2 months or 3 months? I don't remember.
3 months.
2 months. So I did that for somebody, maybe, you know, all of a sudden break your arm or something, and you're going through all this stuff, and it takes while some time to heal, or maybe you have an operation or something like that. And so that's why we put it up for so long, so you can go through all these different systems, and you know, you're not rushed because of the time that it takes, and then you're able to probably improve, you know, your situation greatly. That's why it's so long, as far as the time on it, to give you a really good chance to go over the clearings over and over again or something. So that's why we have it so long, in case you're kind of wondering, gee, why do I have to have a clearing that lasts, you know, for months? You know, doesn't the stuff work instantaneously? Well, it can, but sometimes it's like the onion peel. Remember, you're dealing with past life stuff. So whatever happens to you, you have past life energies with that, and it just needs to get released from you. And doing one thing now may only work 10%, and maybe if you do a few more other clearings, then all of a sudden, going back to it over again, it might work another 10%, and then all of a sudden, start feeling something working. Remember, you're dealing with stuff that is hard to deal with. I guess another way of stating that, on the website on the top, we do have clearing that we worked with the dog bite, and we went through a lot of stuff. It's a live show, so everything was spontaneous. But listen to that clearing about the dog bite. You may understand more fully why having maybe difficulties in healing. So back to you.
Yes, what Ron's referring to when he talks about the dog bite is the very top of creationlightship.com. There is sample audio healings that you can listen to that are partials of different programs. And the program that Ron just referred to is called Why Physical Healings Are Complicated. And you can learn a lot from listening to these tutorials and audio samples. Thanks for that reminder, Ron, about that. And I also wanted to mention what the Body Jumpstart Special has in it, because you talked about why it's offered for 3 months. It's because it's a great bundle of healings. It includes the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the infection body clearing, mind of the body, blood and circulatory, and body system rejuvenation. And there are great descriptions of each of these healings right on the Body Jumpstart Special page where you can buy it. To find it, just type in the search box on the left side of the creationlightship.com website. You can just type in body jumpstart, three separate words, and it will take you right to the online healing page. And it is for 3 months, like Ron said, and the price is listed below. And it is not offered unlimited. It is just a one-time clearing. And as Ron just said, if you need more time or more work somewhere, you can buy the individual clearings as well. This is just a very handy and comprehensive bundle he's put together in the Body Jumpstart. And there's plenty of testimony on the archives as to how well it works, and people have used it in the past and reported back a lot of improvement.
So let's do one more time before we go to the light chip here. So this is the body braces, we'll call it, and cushions for your feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, anything else before we go to the light ship?
Just one question about the spirit barcode healing that you mentioned for the person who was concerned about ascension preparation. Could you indicate again how often we should do the spirit barcode removal?
One time. You know, you may want to check it and do it again, possibly in 6 months or so, but one time should be sufficient.
Okay, thank you. Let me see, there's anything else, any other comments? Okay, here's a comment from someone who has enjoying the Now timeline. Thanks for all the great clearings, Ron. My life works. Now that I understand the now is all that matters. As soon as I go off the now timeline, I get sidetracked and sabotaged by the aliens. I have a new routine in the mornings. I just got a new job, and I've noticed that time seems to speed up, and I go from having extra time to having to rush in the blink of an eye. As soon as I realize I am being messed with, I put myself back on the timeline of now. Then things go smoothly again. I appreciate these great tools. And another comment from someone who is found a great efficient way to use the Be Here Now online healing. That's the one Ron has. It's a free healing. It's called Be Here Now. Sometimes I run this all afternoon on people and myself. This is a great tip. I put up three windows. There are three options on the Be Here Now clearing. They put them up at the same time, with three different steps, 1, 2, 3, all at the same time. Then hit the stop, end, healing, and then hit the start again. And it will bring up 15 minutes, better than resetting at 10 minutes. I hope people realize it takes a while sometimes to run these. In other words, she does it repeatedly. And don't think it's done in 20 minutes. It's all done in 20 minutes for one cycle of 3 times 10 minutes. So that's very efficient. Three windows up, and then they hit start again and repeat to make it more effective. So thank you for the tip on the Be Here in the Now clearing. So, Ron, that's all for now. So back over to you.
Hey, so you people want to send in some room requests, we can do that. So let's go to the light ship now. This only works live for people listening on the program tonight. If you happen to be listening to an archive, you're going to feel the peace energy. So here we go. And bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. We might even ask for some comments here. If anybody does that, send us a little email. Let us know how your little animals and pets are doing, or maybe you have a garden or flowers and they're very large or something, and very healthy, and maybe your plants are growing more than your neighbors, so maybe they're greener and more lush. So, send us an email. That'd be great. Or even a picture would be wonderful, too. But anyway, here we go. Going up to the light ship, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and request one particular healing. Be there for probably about 10 minutes. So here we go, going up. Rooms, first room we're going into is the hot tub room. This is for detoxing our body, and we're in like a purple colored gel. Next room is going to be, as a request, the palm tree room. So here we go into that room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have the bear room. So here comes the bears. We'll bring in the black bears. So here comes the black bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next will be the room which has the crystals. This is like a large crystal shield. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then a lot of people, we do this on the calls, we bring in the floating magnets on the 8-hour calls and the 4-hour call we have once a month. So here's a floating magnet to give you a little sample. And this helps release some of your pain energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. A little more energy here, floating magnets. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have the little tadpoles, pollywogs, and frogs. So here comes these energies. These are all conscious beings that will help you in your healing process. Request your one healing. So here these come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the next room will be where the large sunflowers are. These are about 6-foot diameter. Some go to about 12 feet, so they're very large. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we've got to bring in the bumblebees. We'll bring that in. So here comes the bumblebee energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And our last room will be the room for the baby panda bears here. So little panda bears coming your way. Rest your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. For those of you who may be losing some nutrition or something, we'll go to the food court and we'll energize you. So here we go. We're going to go into the food court and visit the golden plates. Special location where the light beings actually get energized. So we're putting our hands on these plates right now, sampling what we need. Now we're going into the next room that's adjacent to the sampling room, and now we're putting our hands on matching golden plates, and you may start to feel your body get energized right now. So that's starting, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll come back from the light chip, everybody, and bring in our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us. Coming back down. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you're in time again. Time has stopped for you here, but when you were on the light ship, you were completely out of duality. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That was a delightful trip to the Creation Light Ship. And some comments came in. One person, you asked how people's gardens or plants and animals are doing when we invite them up to the Creation Light Ship. And one person's lemon tree has been the shining star in the garden despite ferocious hot winds this winter, and also has a blooming tomato plant, which is one of the best parts of the garden. Again, despite ferocious hot winds. So there's a couple of plants that are thriving, apparently. And this person indicates they take them up to the Creation Light Ship.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and another comment about the body braces you placed on us energetically. Someone's saying, the back healing. Thank you for the body brace and the foot cushions. My lower back feels some relief. I'm walking around and doing some stretching. So wonderful. And thanks, I will do the body jump start also. Thanks again, Ron.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad that listener was present tonight.
Yeah, that's very good. So we have a little bit of time here. What can we do?
Well, I've got another question. This person says that a new listener has been dealing with fatigue issues since his 20s. It doesn't say how old they are now. Can you recommend any clearing areas to focus on? This is for fatigue. He has had the emotional and mental online clearing. His initials are JS, if that helps. So I think they want you to kind of tune into this person, Ron, and make some recommendations on their fatigue issues.
It almost feels like it's sleep-related. Let's see here. Give me a few minutes here, and I'll see what I can come up with here. Yeah, it's not going to be too quick.
Okay.
I want to see what's going on here.
Okay.
Still looking. Let me see here. Almost. I still see sleep related, sort of, you know? I don't know. It feels like the person has something with past life stuff where they're overextending themselves, okay? So you might try the self-empowerment clearing and just see kind of what's going on. Maybe you might get, you know, something might get triggered or something. We can kind of figure out what's happening. But it feels like, you know, like in our day, we'd say, you know, kind of like maybe overworked, underpaid or something. That seems like what I'm sensing is the residue coming over. Just maybe, you know, people don't appreciate you, or maybe, I don't know, I don't want to use the word respect, but something like that. There's a situation going on where body doesn't have a chance to actually rest and let itself down. That's what I'm picking up. That could all be on timelines and also the past. So I would do some critical looking at that energy. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. And also, someone's asking you about an earthquake in Nepal, and it's been ongoing, these earthquakes. And they say that the highest chakra of the earth is located near there. And they're wondering if the earthquakes are related to that, and what would be a good clearing regarding trying to stop earthquakes.
Boy. The earthquakes may not, you know, could be underground tunnels where there's battles going on. I can't swear to that completely because I honestly don't know if that would be the case or not. Why? I just don't know.
Ron, would you recommend the Earth Protection Timeline crash for that area if this person wants to undertake that task?
Yeah, they can try that one. It might be worth trying something like that. But remember, if it's induced by humans, sometimes, you know, it's hard to get rid of that stuff. Alien stuff we can normally deal with if they're coming in doing stuff. But if it's done by humans here, it's much more difficult. But it'd be worth a try. And then also do timeline crashes on it. Do lots of those. Because maybe you're not even taught what your concern is of this here, you know. But timeline crash will take that location away from all these timelines. So that's one way to look at it. Because all of a sudden, the people there are living on these timelines. And very possibly, you might be locked into it. So what you might want to do, if you're feeling a lot of compassion, you may want to do the media clearing to get yourself disattached, because you could be actually there with your compassion, living on those timelines, experiencing that in the beyondo, and wondering why you have such a energetic pull to what's going on over there. So the media, the media energies of watching the situations could have brought you right into the reality of something that really you had, you didn't really realize you'd be even involved with it, but now you are. So back to you.
Okay, thank you for that answer. And another question just came in about Christ consciousness. You have been talking about Christ's message for ascension and the healings that Jesus came here to do. And this person is asking you if what you're teaching is Christ consciousness.
Well, I'm teaching you to be in the now, where source energy is. And that's what the mission of Jesus was, is to release people from timelines, in a sense, and or their mindset in duality. So Christ consciousness, to me, is just being in the now. How simple it is when you do the mind-to-heart drop. Staying there may be more difficult because of everybody else around you not knowing about being in the now. Well, Christ consciousness, some people think that you're going to be all-knowing and all-seeing and everywhere and everything else. No, it doesn't do that. It just puts you into the present moment. That's what the true definition would be of that. And I would imagine people who talk about it, as that sounds kind of boring to some people, you know, because you're out of emotions, they may want to actually feel like they're really empowered. And you're not really empowered at all, except you're in the moment. That's where all your power is, but you're not going to feel anything. The source energy doesn't give you any warm, fuzzy feelings. I don't think the people who bring these energies up or talk about it even know that. Everybody wants to feel like they're connected and they belong to something, you know, normally. And when you're in the present moment, you're not going to feel any of that. You're not going to go, wow, this is great. I really love this. You probably won't even sense or know that you're even, you know, dealing with the energies, because you're just going to be in peace. Remember, when you're in peace, you don't have any thoughts. So, and you have no way to really evaluate the peace energy, because you can't think about it. Oh, the best gift for yourself is to become peaceful. Back to you.
Yes, thank you for that. And another question. This listener just began work as a massage therapist this week. Has a question about their energy. The listener writes that people release emotions in the course of the body work, and when also to the point of crying. But it doesn't seem to affect me. I try to remain neutral and peaceful, which I am most of the time, but my energy feels bouncy and lively. I wonder if it's nerves, because I just began. Please comment, because I will be doing my lifetime emotional healing soon.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, the first thing is, the show's not long enough. We can go to five after, but the bottom line is, like I talk about stuff at the expo, in fact, when I was on the panel with Sean Morton, he was the moderator, and this is back in New York, I mentioned it on the panel that you don't want to become a healer because you're going to be dying of all the illnesses that you heal people with. And most people don't want to hear that because they paid money to get their license or whatever they did. And because that energy will jump you. And all of a sudden, Sean said, one of my girlfriends was a healer. And all of a sudden, I think she died of cancer out of nowhere. I know he's married, to another lady now. But, you know, and this could have been quite a ways back. I don't know, but he did definitely validate that that could be a possibility. So the first thing that I would tell you is you have no way at all to release the energy that that people give you that you don't even know that they're giving you. Another way of stating that, when you work on somebody and you give them a massage, all that energy from the person that you're releasing and making them feel better is now being transferred into your body, whether you know that or not. And at some point, if there's some trigger point in there which will activate something inside of you, you could end up to be, you know, dying of a certain condition. Maybe you're rubbing somebody's back and you're actually, you know, affecting their kidneys, and you don't know that. You just, they say that their back is stiff, so you're doing a back massage. They have a problem with their kidneys. Well, that energy of the kidneys, along with, you know, massaging their muscles, will go into your body. And maybe you have ancestors that had some type of problem with their kidneys, and maybe they died at 40 years of age because of that. Maybe it could have happened 1,000 years ago. You don't know. And all of a sudden that gets activated in you, and now you're on a program of having your kidneys get activated with this genetic problem that you're dealing with. Remember, these are all genetic, and they're not activated until you awaken it. So now you just awaken that situation, and it goes up. This person, everybody died at the age of 40, and this is the program. So now you're on a program that you know nothing about. And maybe when you hit 35, you go, man, my kidneys kind of hurt. What's going on here? And that's because you're on the death program, and you have the barcodes activated in you, which normally only get activated at birth, but now they're activated. So now you're on the road to death at the age of 40. So that's what happens. Plus, you have all the alien critters hopping into you. That's why we do 8-hour calls on Sundays. Have the entities coming into you, you know. Maybe you're working with somebody who's been in the hospital where they've been, you know, being checked out, physical therapy or something, and they're full of entities, and you just touch them, and they all hop into you. So most people who do the clearings, after you talk with them at the expos, they want to just be by themselves, typically, and they don't get involved too much with people because they don't want to get slimed. Okay, so that's sort of what happens. And everybody, you know, will normally figure this out as they do more clearings. And they go, you know, I don't want to get contaminated. Just to give you an example, I don't know if the person's listening tonight or not, but in San Mateo, we were there and we're putting, you know, tearing down the booth. And the booth across from us had these chairs. I probably had maybe 6 to 8 chairs that were very comfortable, I think. And they had some type of LED, maybe a little laser light or lights that people have for healing, I think. I saw that on one of the tables there. But anyway, the person felt great and went to try this out and sat in one of the chairs. And all of a sudden, they felt awful, lost a lot of their energy. And it was because they got slimed, that's one way of saying it, from the people that were sitting in the chairs. Remember, the people are going there because they want to have some relief or some healing. But just sitting on the chairs actually did that. And it may look good to you, you know, and it may work, you know, for people who have problems. But, you know, they're being slimed with everything that's ever happened to everybody who sat in that chair. Oh, it's kind of one of those awful situations that can happen. So, I guess our show's coming to a close here. Just be careful if you're doing that. Do you have anything to add, Kathy, before we close the show
here?
I just wanted to
relay the comments. You had asked for comments about People's Garden, and they're starting to come in now. So I want to catch these for tonight's program. So about the garden that gets taken up to the Creation Lightship, A listener writes, my flowers look very healthy and strong and big. Another one says they sent you a photo of their healthy plant. Another one saying that my garden is beautiful. There are hummingbirds everywhere. I put feeders up, and I put out wild bird seed, and I have so many exotic-looking birds coming to my yard. The neighbor's cat hangs out here, too. So many life forms, plants, flowers, butterflies, birds, bees, my dogs, the neighbor's cat, everybody seems very peaceful and happy. Gee, that's great. The harmony carries on Earth as on Creation Lightship. Wow.
That's great. Wonderful. Everybody, I'll just say thank you for listening tonight. And remember, the air cushions will be working, and also the braces one day. So tomorrow, which should be Sunday, at midnight, it will be released from you, your time. So let's do the mind of heart drop. So you need to command your spirit, take the thoughts inside of your head. Remember, these thoughts are put in by the aliens, putting you onto timelines and things like that. You don't want to get involved with that mass mind, collective consciousness. People call it the mind of God, etc., the mind of the alien. So you want to get off those timelines to have peace. So we're going to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, and it's done. 15 seconds, you're in the present moment with the source energy of your spirit. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you for listening tonight. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So thank you all. Blessings.